Hello and welcome to the podcast with myself, Leanne Juliet, and this is Disruptive Consciousness. I wanted to take the opportunity in this podcast episode to discuss anxiety, the spiritual and metaphysical, and, because this is my world, the multidimensional aspect of anxiety. Obviously, I am somebody who is very much a disruptor. My whole ethos is disruptive consciousness. My whole ethos is around disrupting your consciousness, dropping bombs into your psyche to blow shit up. That is illusion, to bring truth to the surface. So this may or may not be controversial for you. Obviously, yeah, some of the stuff I'm going to discuss can be seen as controversial, but obviously I don't give a fuck because I'm not here to pander to illusionary beliefs and keep people stuck in a mindset and behavior and living experience that is built on illusion. So we'll start there, actually. Let's just like let the cat out of the bag, so to speak. I'm somebody who is, obviously, I'm a massive intuitive, highly psychic. I'm a channel, a very powerful catalyst, and I'm very gifted with being able to understand the multidimensional realms. I carry multidimensional healing within me. My medicine is truth and purification, but it happens on a multidimensional level, meaning it happens in the energetic route of your multidimensional self, which could be another lifetime. It could be another version of you right now in another aspect of this life, another aspect of your consciousness living multidimensionally. That is the whole ethos of multidimensional healing. So I am somebody who, let's just be honest, I see bullshit. It's like, you know, the film, was it Sixth Sense? It's like, I see dead people. I see bullshit. I see bullshit. I smell bullshit. I see bullshit. I know bullshit. I know when, and obviously I'm a disruptor. I didn't come into this lifetime to pander to illusion. I didn't come into this lifetime to pussyfoot around and gloss over shit to make people feel better. I came here to disrupt the fucking world. I came here to burn shit down through my medicine of truth, disruption, purification, and sacred fucking destruction. Like, that is my unique gift. So when I see something that is not true, when I see illusion, I will call that shit out, because that's what I want to do, because I want to bring awareness to bullshit. I want to bring awareness to illusion. I want to bring awareness to where you're being fucked over by corporations and satanic elites, whatever you want to call them, like the powers that be that pull the puppet strings in this realm. I want to, you know, bring truth to all of that shit. And the thing that I see, and this is like, this may be or may not be seen as like disrespecting the medical community. I really don't give a fuck. Like, I respect people who study and everything, go to university, get the qualifications. Yeah, I respect that. But when you dig deeper into the education system, training systems, all that other kind of stuff, a lot of it is rooted in bullshit. A lot of it is rooted in false information. I'm being very careful with my words here. False information, information that is not cohesive to the way that humanity is meant to heal. It's information that is designed, and practices that are designed to keep people stuck in the system. Like the medical community, you know, if you're a doctor listening, like, whatever, the medical community, like, some are so like cut off from it, and some are like starting to become more aware of this and like explore other things. Like, the medical community is so addicted to Band-aid solutions, surface level solutions, treating the symptom, not the root. I'm interested in the fucking root, and I'm interested in the fucking root from a healing perspective, from an energetic perspective, from a multidimensional healing perspective. This is ancient, like ancient healing, ancient wisdom here. I used to work at doctor surgery a few years ago, worked part-time. I was working on reception there, and it was quite an eye-opener because the amount of prescriptions that we have to process for young people for antidepressants and anti-anxiety tablets, like it really actually pained me. Obviously, I'm an empath, like I feel the shit around me. I feel the darkness. I feel other people's pain. And I was actually really quite shocked, actually, of the amount of young people, and obviously all ages, but especially younger people. I'm talking like, early 20s, people at university, people at college, who were taking antidepressants and anxiety medications. And I'm like, but why? Why are you on them? Like, what the fuck has happened? Like, why is society so backwards when it comes to treating and healing things like anxiety and depression? Let's throw depression in there as well, because like we're kind to, both of them run alongside each other. Yeah, I've had depression before. I've been on to antidepressants before, but I chose to came off them because I don't agree with them. I've had like running themes of anxiety as well, like due to like trauma and stuff like that. And I was shocked at the amount of prescriptions that we had to process for younger people. Not just so, first of all, for younger people on antidepressants, and also the large number of antidepressants across the entire patient list that was being processed for all different ages. And I want to know, like, why don't doctors treat the root? Why don't they treat the actual cause of the depression, the cause of the anxiety, the cause of the stress or the trauma, PTSD, whatever it is, like obviously focus on anxiety here and depression. Why don't they treat the root? I don't understand that because what I do with my clients is I work at the fucking root. Like when I'm working with a client and providing like powerful healing, multidimensional healing and energetics, I'm going to the root. I'm time traveling to the multidimensional aspect where the root of this issue stems from. And sure, not everyone's a time traveler like me, I know that, but do you know what I mean? Like that is one of my gifts, is being able to travel different dimensions and tap into somebody's energy, their multidimensional energy, and tap into it and tune into it as to where this particular issue stems from. Because from my experience and from my own life and the clients I've worked with and people I've studied as well, it doesn't stem from this lifetime. There's an issue. This is what I call the multidimensional shadow, really. There's something in your life that if you have anxiety or you have depression, there's something that is in your energetic field that is causing that disharmony in you. And yes, we can become depressed because, like for me, I'd come back from my travels. I went traveling for a year in my early 20s and came back to my hometown. I was like, this is fucking shit. Like, what am I doing with my life? I just want to travel again. I don't know what I'm doing. What's my purpose? Who am I? That kind of stuff. And I got really depressed. And that happened on and off for a few years where I just felt stuck. And I felt lost. And I didn't know who I was. And I just felt frustrated that I felt like I was meant for more, but I didn't know what that was. And I was just so bored of everything around me and so frustrated. And the whole concept of go to school, get a job, retire, then die. I'm like, is that it? Like, seriously, is that what we come here for? Because that sounds fucking shit and boring to me. So I was off and on like antidepressants. I kept trying to come, kept coming off them, and then like maybe a few months later, I'd just feel really low again and go back on them. But I've had like on and off issues of anxiety as well throughout my life. And the thing with anxiety is anxiety is a, and you could say you could throw depression in here as well. Anxiety is, it's a disconnect. This is from a metaphysical perspective now. It is a disconnect between your body, your human vessel. That's better, thank you. It's a disconnect between your human vessel and your spiritual vessel, your soul. There is a disconnect. There is an imbalance there between your human vessel, your body, and your spiritual vessel, your soul. Obviously, your soul is residing with inside your body at the moment, and there is a disconnect. And anxiety stems from this disharmony and this disconnect and this imbalance between what the soul wants, what the heart wants, and the body and the mind, because the body and the mind are connected. So with anxiety, your mind, runs away with all these like catastrophic thoughts about things are going to happen, and like it's like living in the future. And oh my God, if I don't turn this off, then like the house might burn down, or if I don't do this, then I might fail at this, or everyone will hate me, or whatever. However, anxiety shows up for you, it's a futuristic way of thinking. It's catastrophic thinking. It's thinking like the worst that can happen, to the point where, you might have a panic attack or just like serious anxiety that prevents you from even living your life and going outside or anything. I mean, I've had panic attacks before due to like a massive fear of deep dark water, yet I kept getting into the fucking stuff. I had to be rescued twice. I was in Australia when I was backpacking, and there's an opportunity to go swimming with a manta ray and on the coral off the western coast. It's called the Ningaloo Reef off the western coast. And I fucking hate deep dark water. That's like past life trauma for me. Like obviously I've been dunked as a witch before or whatever. In deep dark water, I once had a vision a few years ago. I asked to see like a lifetime, because obviously I have very vivid dreams. I asked my spirit team to show me one of my lifetimes in Lemuria, like the ancient civilization of Lemuria. And I woke up to this dream of me literally being submerged in this iron casket. I think they're called iron maidens, like from the medieval times, of just being submerged, like literally just drowning. This fucking thing. I was like, okay, because obviously I'm a rebel throughout all my different lifetimes. I'm like, shut that bitch up and get rid of her, kind of thing. And I had a panic attack in the water on the reef, because the obviously I hated the deep dark water when we're swimming with a manta ray anyway. But I was like, no, I'm here. I've paid for it. Like it's an experience, Leon. It's an experience. Just fucking experience it. And I was fucking petrified because the water was dark. I literally hate deep dark water. Even now, like it just makes my entire body just like clench up. And we got to the reef, and the water level was quite low. And so the coral was getting really, really close to me, and I freaked out and climbed on this guy's back and nearly drowned. Nearly drowned him, bless him, and had to be rescued. And then another time, I was in Egypt with my now ex-husband, and let's go explore the coral. Let's get into the deep dark water again, even though I know what's going to happen. And in Egypt, it's like literally from where the beach is and the jetties and everything, like everything, it's just a massive wall of coral. It just drops off. There's no like shallow water, it just drops off immediately onto the coral. And obviously I'm in the water and I can see the deep dark, well, I'm in the deep dark water, and I can see this wall of coral, and it literally freaked the fuck out of me. and I start having a panic attack in water and has to be rescued again. So, but that was a fear for me. That stems from other lifetimes, is that? And I know that I was talking, I've gone off on a tangent there. But obviously, anxiety is a manifestation within the body and the mind. Like, it's a disconnect between the spiritual vessel, the soul, and the human vessel, the body and the mind. And it's living with that catastrophic thinking of what's going to happen, this fear. Like, my fear was obviously that I was going to drown or something was going to touch me, because like your legs are dangling in the deep dark water and it just freaks me the fuck out. So it's that fear of what's going to happen. But there's also the past life. I say past life and parallel life interchangeably because it's all the same thing. But it's also any recollection from other lifetimes that you have of where something traumatic has happened to you, or some kind of fear that was instilled in you has been carried over in your energetic body, which is then manifesting in your current state of being as anxiety. For example, with me, with the water, like, I know I've been drowned before, and burnt as a witch, but I know I've been drowned before for being a woman, for being a woman who's spoken up on stuff, for being somebody who has stood up for injustice, because I'm so passionate about that, standing up for injustice. And obviously during, like, let's say, like, medieval times or whenever, Roman times, like, that was seen as like a threat to society. So they got rid of people, especially in medieval times with like witch hunts, where any woman who had a voice, any woman at all who had a voice would be shut off from society. And so there's that fear, there's that trauma there from my other lifetimes of being drowned, of drowning in dark water and not being able to get out again, that causes the anxiety. And obviously there's other aspects to the anxiety of experience, but the thing with anxiety is it is like from a metaphysical perspective, from a spiritual perspective, there is a disconnect, a disharmony, an imbalance, whatever the fuck you want to call it, between your physical body, your mind, and your your physical human vessel, your mind and body, and your spiritual vessel, your soul. There is a disconnect there. And the thing is, your soul is your soul is so highly attuned, obviously, to its evolutionary path. Your soul knows what it wants. It knows who it is. Obviously, we forget shit when we're born because, like, this veil of amnesia when we dumb ourselves down to come into the 3D, we forget stuff, which is why it's like a life of remembering who we are, really. But your soul. So I record these whilst drinking tea because I love my tea. I'm English. Your soul has a plan for you. Your soul has desires. Your soul has dreams and wishes and everything. Your soul wants the best for you. Your soul wants you to experience your most powerful version of you possible. Your soul wants to experience everything that there is to being human. Your soul wants you to experience and be the fullest fucking potential of who you are. Why the fuck do we keep incarnating? Yes, we get caught in the karmic wheel and everything, but it's to experience things. It's to experience growth. Like, you don't grow if you've not been challenged. You don't grow if you've not had obstacles to overcome. You don't grow, even those like born with, a supposed silver spoon and everything still have fucking obstacles and challenges and everything. I mean, look at the shit, what's happening with Prince Harry at the moment, and how his family are just being absolute arseholes towards him because he's speaking up and he's choosing to be himself. Like, people could argue, oh, well, he was born into royalty, he has status. Yes, he does, but he's still got a lot of shit to deal with and anxiety and trauma and everything. But your soul knows what it wants. Your soul chose to incarnate into this particular lifetime, this particular avatar of you right now, in order to experience something, in order to experience life, in order to experience humanity, in order to experience consciousness from the human perspective. Your soul chose all of that. Your soul knows, your higher self now, your higher self knows what's best for you. Your higher self is your guiding system. Your higher self is your compass to your greatness, your truth, your power, your potential, your true fucking identity, your divine truth. And yet, somewhere along the line, there's a disconnect between your soul and your higher self and your higher frequency consciousness and your body and your mind, because your mind is attached to the 3D realm. Your mind is attached to this matrix realm. Your mind is attached to everything you see around you, which is not actually true, because the 3D is really just an illusion. Everything in the world you see around you is based on what you think and feel, because you are the creator, which is why people can have different experiences and be like, oh, I don't remember it like that. No, because they were living differently. Their reality was different. So there's a disconnect somewhere, which comes from your higher self and your soul wanting something, wanting you to evolve, wanting you to pursue things, wanting you to experience life, and your human body and your human mind being like, fuck that, like, this is too fucking scary and really fearful, and just having something that's triggered a anxious response in you because you're worrying about what's going to happen. So there's a disconnect somewhere, because the thing is, your soul, your higher self, you have desires. You wouldn't have the desires that you have for your life if they did not already exist. And I probably say this in every fucking podcast episode or whatever, but obviously it's something that I'm really, really passionate about saying, because it needs to be fucking said. The desires you have, the dreams you have, the visions you have, like everything that you see and dream and feel and just desire, when it comes from your soul and from your heart, is there because it already fucking exists in some other plane of existence, some other dimension, some other version of you, and some other version of your consciousness. I often joke with clients, and I've joked on like podcasts and YouTube, saying, I have no fucking desire to be a fighter jet pilot. It does not enter my consciousness at all. Yes, I use it as an example, but there's no desire in me to be like, oh, do you know what? I'd love to be a fighter jet pilot. Wouldn't that be really cool to be a fighter jet pilot? Oh my God, I really wish I'd have trained to be like a fighter jet pilot. There's nothing there. Why? Because there's no aspect of me in any versions of me right now as Leanne Juliet or any other aspects of my consciousness living in another lifetime who is a fighter jet pilot. There's nothing. Therefore, I don't desire it. The things you desire are there for a reason, because it is the compass and the guiding system from your higher self and your soul, and your soul is connected to your heart, that are guiding you as to what already fucking exists. But then your mind comes along and it starts fretting and fucking around and being like, oh my God, but what about this? What about this? Like, how many times do people get caught up in jobs or careers or relationships or situations, experiences, whatever, like, oh, I really want to leave, I really want to do something else, but I can't. What if I leave this job? What's going to happen to me? Where's the money going to come from? What if I don't find another job? Like, what if the other job's really shit and I find myself like back to square one? What if I leave this relationship? What will people think of me? What if I never fall in love again? What if, like, everyone thinks, you know, I'm really wrong for leaving it. What if, like, I just never meet my soulmate? What if I, what if I go to this place and it doesn't turn out to be like what I wanted, and like, and then I've wasted my time, or wasted my money, or wasted my energy, or what if I hang out with these people, but actually they turn out to be really shit. Do you see what I mean? Like, there's loads of different examples. Is, what if I say, oh my God, what if I say this and everyone hates me and think I'm an absolute bitch, an absolute dick, and and then nobody ever invites me to hang out again, or nobody ever wants to work with me again, and they just, so therefore I'm just going to tone down my truth and tone down who I am so I can be liked and everything, even though I'm fucking dying inside. Like, those are the ways like anxiety shows up. And so the anxiety from a metaphysical perspective and a spiritual perspective is very much a disconnect, an imbalance in your energetic field, in your quantum energy, between your what your higher self and your soul wants, which are connected to your heart, and between your body and your mind, because your body and your mind are rooted in this 3D, and your soul is limitless. Your higher self is limitless. Your consciousness is limitless. So this disconnect happens, and the thing is, like, a lot of the time with anxiety and with depression, it's a there's something happening in your life which is either that you've something that's happened in like your childhood or your early life, or something that's happened in your life, for example, or something that's happened in another lifetime that's brought this fear and this angst and this worry and this trauma and this karma as well, that you don't want to move forward. Like me, for example, with the example of the water. I know I've drowned before in deep dark water, so there is a fear there that causes anxiety to get into deep dark water, especially around coral. It's always happened with coral. There's just a fear. There's this anxiety there because I'm picking up the energetic thread from other lifetimes where being in that water didn't work out so well. And then you've got the other aspect, which is the with the anxiety, is this, it's a disconnect between the actual fucking truth of who you are, the authentic truth of who you are, the truest, most divinest, most purest, fucking fullest expression of who you are, and the life that you are living right now. There is a disconnect. So there's a fear of and a worry of being yourself because you're not used to being yourself. You're sure you're living your life, you're getting along, however, whatever your life looks like, you're living your life. But there's something there where you are not allowing yourself to be fully fucking you. You're not allowing yourself to experience you. And I see this with many, like, celebrities, influencers, people in positions of leadership and influence who have anxiety and have depression and have trauma and everything. And you could look at them like, oh my God, but surely they've got their shit together. Look at the status they've achieved and everything. But not so. There's still this worry, this angst. There's something there in anyone who has anxiety or depression. There's something there that is a disconnect. And especially for people who've achieved, like, status and notoriety and, celebrity status and everything. Now there's this image that they have to uphold. Now there's an image that is the mask to the truest version of them. There's an image that their life has been built on an image. Their life has been built on an illusion at times as well, because I'm going to pretend to be this person because this is how I'm going to achieve fame, or I'm going to pretend to be this person because Actually, I'm just, I don't want to be myself. I was watching a Lady Gaga documentary last night called 5 Foot 2 on Netflix that was released in 2017. And she was just about to, it was a process around her doing the NFL halftime show, and also her newest album then called Joanne. And it was such a different style of album and such a different style of image that she was putting out there compared to when Lady Gaga first came on the scene with, the eclectic fashion and the weird and wonderful, crazy as fuck fashion statements and bold songs, to the woman showing up with this album who just wanted to wear a cowboy hat, little top and some hot pants. Very, very different. And she was really worried about being herself, because she'd built her initial image on being this crazy, and she's still obviously very eclectic and like admirable and everything, but she'd built her initial image and her entire brand of Lady Gaga on this very out there, eclectic, random as fuck, like big, bold energy. And now here she was, without all the makeup on, without the colored hair, without the massive hats or the weird and wonderful dresses and statement dresses and statement clothing pieces. She was just there as her, and she was really fucking worried about it, because she's like, what if people don't like me? What if people don't like this version of me? Because she'd built her name and her brand on like an alter ego of herself. So there's that fear is there as well, though, with anxiety, where it's the whole, what if I show up as me? Like, what if I actually let me out? What if nobody likes that version of me? Sorry, I needed to finish my tea then. I just love drinking tea. Obviously, I'm English. I'm from Yorkshire. I love my Yorkshire tea. It's just the best. So there's that fear there, that worry, that anxiety of, what if nobody likes me? If I show up as my truest self, if I show up as my most authentic fucking self, if I show up in the fullest expression of who I am, and I be myself, and I go after what I want, and I speak up on what is truth for me, what if nobody likes it? What if I get rejected? What if what if I'm cancelled? What if I'm rejected from like society? What if my partner leaves me? What if like my clients leave me? What if like nobody ever buys anything from me again? What if my business tanks? All this stuff, which is the anxiety, but it's a disconnect, because at the end of the day, our soul, our higher consciousness, our higher self itself wants us to live from a state of truth. We are here to become whole again. We are here to become whole by living and being the highest expression of who we fucking are, of experiencing this human experience in its fullest potential. And so you look around at everyone who's on anxiety tablets or antidepressants or whatever, and be like, why are you anxious? Why aren't you happy? And most of the time people be like, I don't know who I am. I don't know who I am. I don't know what my purpose is. I feel like I'm living a lie. I'm having to do a job that I fucking hate, but I don't know what else I can do. Or I've created this business and this brand and this image, but it's not me, and now I don't know how to like get out of that. Or I'm in this relationship and I just don't know how to get out of it, because I don't know what else is out there. Or I have this way, I was brought up like this, and I've not known any different. And now, like, I just want to go off and explore, but I can't. And always, whatever it is for you. So there's a disconnect between your heart and your soul and your body and your mind. And then it creates the anxiety within you. So when it comes to healing anxiety, when it comes down, I had this with a client a couple of years ago, actually, who had massive anxiety. And a lot of the stuff was around her not feeling that she could be herself, not feeling that she could speak up on what she wanted, not feeling that she could go after what she wanted, like trying to fit in with the crowds around her. And she'd spent her early years, like her early, you know, her teens and 20s and everything, in a perpetual cycle of escapism, of drinking and drugs and everything, trying to run with crowds that she didn't really like because she didn't know who she was, and she was afraid of owning who she was because there's a massive fear of rejection there. And the thing that really bothers me with like society and like going back to like the medical industry at the beginning, you can go to the doctor and be like, oh yes, you've got anxiety, you've got depression, whatever, here's some tablets, here's some counselling or some like cognitive behavioural therapy or whatever the fuck we want to peddle these days. But is anyone actually going to the root? Why do you feel shit? Who are you? Like, how can you live your fullest expression of you? Or anyone going to like past lives and other lifetimes or ancestral trauma, ancestral karma from, you know, from your grandparents, your great grandparents, your great 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 grandparents, and, you know, aunts, uncles, and everybody. Because there's that we're carrying as well, especially as women, because as women, we've had our voices downplayed for many, many years. Getting burnt or drowned as witches simply for being a healing woman back in the medieval times. For being if you're outspoken woman, then, you know, you'll be shunned from society. It's the same with, is it Iran at the moment, with women speaking up on stuff? They're getting stoned and murdered and locked up and everything just for having a fucking voice in 2023. It's disgusting. And so, especially as women, if you look at your mother, your grandmother, your aunts, your great aunts, your great 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 grandmothers, your great 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 aunts, and everybody, there's some energy there within them that has been passed on to you, whether you're a man or a woman, that has been passed on to you, where they didn't feel they were good enough, they didn't feel they could go after their dreams and their desires, because let's face it, a woman oftentimes was, you know, the one who stayed at home with the children, you know, men would go out to work, even in like medieval times or in like Roman times, like the woman would be, you know, depending on their status and level of wealth and everything, maybe they worked, maybe they didn't, but you couldn't go off and do your own thing. You couldn't have a voice, really. You couldn't speak up because you were your husband's property, which I just find fucking disgusting. But obviously, that's how it was. And I know that's how it is in some cultures today, and even in like the West with certain people. So there's something there. There's an energetic residue, as I call it, an energetic residue that is in your body, in your energetic field, that is creating anxiety, maybe on speaking up and being yourself, maybe asking for your desires to be met, maybe saying, do you know what, this is what I want to do with my life. I don't want to get a 9-to-5 job. I want to go traveling and live by the sea and run an ashram in like India or something. Or I want to start a business, or I want to leave the family business and go and do my own thing. I want to leave the family name behind and go and do my own thing. Or I want to marry somebody who's not from my culture, but I've been conditioned not to, or whatever it is. Obviously, I'm just like generalizing here. But there's something there in your energy, in your energetic field, that is creating the anxiety or is creating the depression. Yeah, depression is often like, it's again a disconnect between who you truly are and the life that you're living right now. When I was depressed, like during my 20s and early 30s, when I was depressed, it was a lot of it was a frustration with the life around me. I'm like, is this it? Like, I'm so fucking bored. Like, what else can I do? Who am I meant to be? What's my purpose? Like, just feeling really fucked off with life and just having to get a job for the sake of it, even though some of the jobs absolutely crush my fucking soul. But needing money to survive, like, again, it's that, like, that survival mechanism of, the human survival mechanism, isn't it? Like, and a lot of the time it stems from you not being able to be yourself, you not being able to be the fullest, most audacious, most authentic, truest, purest version of who you truly fucking are, for fear of rejection, or for fear of repercussions, or for fear of like being alone, or not, whatever it is. There's something there, but there's also the trauma and karma from other lifetimes of if you have been somebody to speak up on stuff and you were shunned and ousted from society or murdered for your beliefs or something, then there can be a fear there of speaking up on something that creates the anxiety, so you go along with the flow. Or even, I'm just thinking in my mind now of even like in another lifetime, maybe a woman who left her family to go and marry somebody who was not from, who was not deemed appropriate and suitable for her, and she was shut off from her family. So now she has a fear of, now she's fallen in love with somebody who's from a different culture or from a different status or whatever, and she's got that same fear. Again, there's so many fucking examples. But the anxiety is a disconnect, a disharmony, an imbalance between your physical vessel and your spiritual vessel. And the way to merge them, the way to create the healing with the anxiety, the way to relieve the depression and relieve the anxiety is to come into the truth of who you are and your desires, and what do you truly fucking want? Like, who are you? And that's something I ask myself all the time. I something I ask my clients all the time. Like, who are you? When you're not around people, when you're not around your family or your friends or your relationships, your partner, your children, or your co-workers, or your, your acquaintances, your colleagues, or whatever. Who are you? And the thing is, most of us don't know who we are, because we've been conditioned to be somebody else. We've been conditioned as we grew up by our parents, by society, by teachers, by our peers to be somebody else. We've been conditioned to stay small or don't speak up or don't ask for what we want. Like, even heard, I was out on a walk earlier today, and this little child has just started crying because the mum took something off, because the mum wouldn't let them have a particular thing, and the kid just started crying. And I was like, oh, blessed. Like, because obviously, children are like, what the fuck? Like, this is what I want. Children are so tuned into their desires. They're so tuned into what they want. They're like, I want that, and I want that now. And if they can't have it, they have a fucking tantrum or start crying or whatever. Because, like, well, what do you mean I can't have it? And it's like, that's been drummed out of us. Like, what do you mean I can't go after that? What do you mean I can't say that? What do you mean I can't be that? Which then creates a disconnect. And even with like all the celebrities out there and like influential people and everything, like anyone who says that they're taking antidepressants or anti-anxiety tablets, I'm like, but why? Because you could look at somebody from the outside and be like, oh my God, they've got their shit together, they've got an amazing life, they've they're living their dream life and everything, but they're feeling fucking shit on the inside. Why is that? Because maybe their life, maybe your life, or whoever's life, is an illusion. Maybe you're hiding behind a mask. Maybe you're not being yourself or speaking up on what you truly want to say and truly want to be for the fear of the repercussions, especially if you've built a brand and a business and an image on being somebody else. And then suddenly you're like, actually, this isn't working for me now. Like, it's literally causing such a disconnect in me to be this version of me, which is not actually the truest version of me. It's just a version I created to protect myself from being hurt or whatever. There's a disconnect. So you have to go to the root always. And whether the root is through something from this lifetime or another lifetime, or whatever, it's digging into the deepest parts of your psyche. It's digging into the deepest parts of your pain, digging into the deepest parts of your unconscious realm to understand, why is this here? Because if you're truly happy and you're truly living your life's purpose and your soul, you know, who you truly are, and you're truly being the fullest expression of yourself, and you're living from a place of truth and authenticity without a mask, without an illusion hiding you, then you wouldn't be anxious, you wouldn't be depressed. And if you understand then the multidimensional aspect as well of something that you've carried over, an energetic residue that you've carried over from other lifetimes, then it's understanding, well, actually, this isn't me. This is what I say to my clients all the time. This isn't you. This is a version of you, an aspect of your soul, an aspect of your consciousness who was living in this lifetime, or an ancestor generational aspect, maybe like a great, 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 great aunt, uncle, grandparent, whatever, who experienced this, and now it's transferred energetically to you. It's not you. And so you remove it at the root. When you understand the root and you can go to the root, you can remove it at the root like that and heal yourself. Which is why I have such an issue with the medical industry in particular, who just like to hand out fucking tablets like fucking sweeties and everything, because, and they'll argue, oh, well, yeah, we don't have time to do that. But like, people just, I look around and people are so fucking numb to life. People are numb to who they are. People are numb to it all. They're just accepting shit or tolerating shit or just numbing themselves through alcohol, drugs, like sex, like other escapist behaviors or whatever, whatever it is, living a numbed existence. And yet we're here to experience the fullest fucking version of ourselves. We're here to experience our highest fucking potential. We're here to experience our most authentic, truest, purest, divine fucking aspect of us possible. We're here to become whole. We're here to bring the fragmented aspects of our consciousness back to a place of wholeness by living the most authentic expression of who we truly are. So if you have anxiety, you have depression or any of those, or anything really, but anxiety and depression, there is a disconnect within you between what your soul and your higher self desire and your true desires that are heart-led and heart-centered, because your heart is connected to your soul, and what your mind thinks and how your body reacts to your mind, because your mind is getting carried away with this and everything. So you have to come back to really asking yourself the hardest questions and really going to the darkest parts of your psyche and rummaging there in the darkness as to, why am I like this? Why do I experience this? I don't want to experience this. How do I let this go? How do I stop worrying about this? How do I heal this? Especially if it's something from another lifetime, like, Fear of like not switching something off because the whole house is going to set on fire, or not getting into a car because you're worried about accidents because somewhere something happened where you're involved in an accident. Like, there's all different sorts of things. Or I'm not going to speak up on this, so I'm going to tone myself down, but actually it's numbing me inside and killing me on the inside because there's a fear of a repercussion, because in another lifetime maybe shunned from society or murdered or something for speaking up on who you are, like all different sorts of things. So it's a case of asking us, like being prepared to go to the darkest parts of your own psyche, into the deepest parts of your own pain, to find the fucking truth and to live that truth and to experience that truth as the most truest, fullest, purest, fucking divinest expression of who you are. And understanding that anxiety and depression is simply it's a metaphysical manifestation within your body and your mind from a disconnect from your higher self and your soul. Who are you? What do you want? Who are you when you take the mask off? Who are you when you don't live through a filter? Who are you? And what do you desire? Because sometimes that will differ to what you've already created in your life, especially if you're somebody with status and somebody who's created, like a successful business or a brand or an image or something like that. There's now that fear of, well, I can't be myself because I've already created this, and like, what will people think of me? But that's not you. If you're an I, a massive advocate for this, and I'll talk about this all the time. If your foundations and the roots of who you are not rooted in truth, the way that the earth is evolving right now, the way that consciousness is expanding and evolving, those foundations will crumble. It's why we see cancel culture so much at the moment. It's why we see people's businesses and being blown apart or struggling or whatever, because they're not built on truth. They're built on an illusion. And this is something I'm very gifted at, is being able to understand the illusion within somebody and bring them back to truth and clear out the debris, so to speak, as to what isn't truth in your life, in your business, everything. Clear it out. That's like the power of working with me as a catalyst, because I clear out the debris, I clear out anything, and I mean anything, that is not pure fucking truth. Anything in your energetic field that is not the highest, most aligned version, most like truest, highest frequency of who you are gets cleared out by me, because in my world, there's no room for illusion. There's no room for you not being you, or holding on to shit that doesn't serve you, holding on to people, situations, relationships, behaviors, beliefs, thoughts, energy that is not you. I clear that shit out. So, thank you so much for listening. And I hope you enjoy that. Like, if you enjoy this, like, leave me a message, leave me a review on iTunes, like, subscribe. I appreciate you listening. I'm getting back to doing more podcasts, because I was trying to record. I was gonna go, but I'll just keep on speaking. I was trying to, again, this is one of the things with me. I was trying to, when I started my podcast, I was trying to align it with my YouTube channel and thinking, oh, well, I'm just going to create videos and, podcast and video together. But actually, that doesn't work for me. But I was trying to force something, which is why sometimes I've not recorded podcasts. I love to fucking talk, as you can probably tell. I love to talk. It's a gift of mine. I love to speak. I love to write. It's just who I am. I don't shut up. I'm the ideal conversationalist at any dinner party. I just keep on fucking talking. About anything. I wonder if it's like a world record for like the longest that you can talk for. I'd probably beat that. But now I'm like, no, I just want to talk. So I'm going to be bringing just like thoughts like this and anything random or whatever I want to speak onto my podcast and being more consistent with my podcast, because I know that my podcast fucking helps people. I know that there's something that I'm saying or something in my energy, and obviously my tone and my truth is very disruptive. So I use sound alchemy to heal people through my voice, through my words, through my tone. There's something there that helps people. So I'm going to be bringing more disruptive episodes to my podcast. I'm going to be bringing more discussions around whatever the fuck I want to talk around that is disruptive or connected to like multidimensional healing and working with me. If you want to work with me deeper, check out my website, leannejuliet.com. I work very specifically and uniquely with powerful fucking individuals to create powerful transformation and healing and growth within people. But yeah, if you enjoy my podcast, please leave me a review, subscribe, like, however it works on the podcasts. I appreciate you for listening, and I will chat to you all on the next episode.